Hello and welcome to this latest episode of the Muscle Fitness Podcast. I'm actually joined by one of my clients, George, and some of the other guys in the waiting room may or may not be joining. Very slow for them to come in, but we're diving in anyway. So on today's episode, this is actually a chance for me to speak with my clients about their struggles, any questions they've got, and any topics worth covering. And the good thing about this is that for you, the listener, for somebody listening either in the program or outside that program for that matter, you can actually get a bit of an inside scoop as to how we do things on these calls and likewise take some value. And I do think that I can come up with content and think of ideas for what I think people care about or what I think people need help with. But more importantly, it's good to address the stuff that you guys quite literally are asking for. And that's exactly why we do this. So first question from George was best way to increase strength on your tricep push-ups. And I want to kind of address strength in general, no specific exercise, and then we'll come back to the triceps. What you need to understand, guys, about strength specifically is that that can come in different formats. That can either come in, are you doing a heavier weight for more reps? Are you using the same weight for more reps? Are you using a heavier weight for the same amount of reps? There's different ways that we can measure strength, but whatever your goals are, whether you're listening to this and your goal is fat loss, whether your goal is muscle building, whether your goal is tone, definition, throw any word you want to describe the body that you want. And it always comes back to making sure that you are getting stronger over time. If you're not getting stronger over time, then it's quite unlikely that you're building muscle over time. If you're not getting stronger over time, it's unlikely that you are improving your metabolism over time to the point where you have more muscle. And as we all know, that the more muscle you have, the more calories you burn at rest. So you essentially become a better machine if you've got more muscle, because that will require you to burn more calories. So back to George's question for Jason, who's just joined. And Della, who's also just joined, the question is best ways to increase strength on the tricep push-up. So with an exercise you're struggling with, especially a bodyweight exercise, as you get lighter, that will help. I know George could contest that his press-ups are way better now at this weight than they would have been when we first started. I'm sure Jason and Della would say the same, and anyone else listening to this. As you get lighter, that helps. The other thing you can do if you want to push past the point of actually getting stronger with the exercise you do is find ways to momentarily make the exercise easier, but then adopting a higher repetition mentality. Let me give you an example. Let's say for George right now, for whatever reason, the push-ups are becoming difficult or something that's more challenging. Well, a suggestion you might do is you might find a way to make it a little bit more easy, right? But do more reps in that movement. So you might do half of the reps on your feet, and the other half of your reps on your knees as well. And then what you can do by that is you actually just get better at doing the actual movement pattern full stop. It kind of tricks your body into making the exercise easier for when you come and do it with a heavier weight, or in this case, your own physical body. So that's one way of doing things. The other way of doing things is if you're struggling to push through an exercise, doing it earlier on in your workout. So let's say press ups, you're really struggling, you can't seem to move off of how many reps you're doing currently. Maybe try doing them earlier on in the session, because every exercise you do later in the session is of course going to make the exercise more difficult. So you can pull those towards the front. And the other final thing to consider about getting stronger on a specific exercise is, does it really matter if you're not getting stronger on an exercise you're doing at the end of your workout if ultimately you are getting stronger on all the other exercises? Because technically, it's not how much weight you move or how many reps you do or what your total volume is across an entire workout. The consideration is, above all else, the thing that we're looking for, guys, in terms of like a productive workout, is total volume has increased. So on total, did you use a little bit more weight for a little bit more reps with just as good form? So let's say fine that your press ups at the very end of your workout, you keep hitting 10 reps, 10 reps, 10 reps, 10 reps every single week. But if your bench press is going up at the start of your workout, then that kind of offsets it a little bit and means that it doesn't really matter. And especially if the exercise you're doing at the moment, George, or for anyone listening to this, is you're doing, if it's an exercise you're doing towards the end of your workout, again, I wouldn't stress over the amount of reps you get, because that might just be more of like a finisher that we're doing at the end of the workout. And that's also okay. Next thing was, I'll maybe let George say this one out loud. George, you mentioned something to do with navigating a busy gym. What do you mean exactly?
Can you hear me? It's not too loud.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, yeah. So I'm currently in a gym at the moment in London, and it is so manic busy. And I waited about 5-10 minutes for the benches to be free. I'm a bit introverted, so I'm not really confident approaching people saying, "When are you done?" So have you got any ideas on how to like navigate or rearrange your workout to kind of tackle that?
Yeah, great question. So in an ideal world, guys, I want you to obviously look, I'm all about pushing you out of your comfort zone. I'm all about getting you to do the hard stuff, so that when hard stuff happens, that you're so used to leaning in when hard stuff happens in your life outside of fitness. I think that's a really good skill to harness. That being said, like it, in a real world, you know, realistically, there's going to be times when you go in the gym and you can't do the workout in the order you want to do it. So what you should do in that case, when it's busy, is move to the next exercise in your session. But as soon as possible, try and come back to the natural order of things. The only thing you're going to have to navigate here is if you're doing your second exercise, if you're skipping your second exercise, going to a third exercise, you should be trying to go heavier than you normally would on the third exercise. And likewise, when you come back to the second exercise, you'll have to go lighter to naturally balance things out. So just make sure you move, you're considerate of the weight changes. That being said, though, back to challenging all of you on when you are in a busy gym and you want to use the kit you want to use, just making sure that you ask the question. Firstly, how many sets have you got remaining? If they say like one or two, then maybe you can hang around. Maybe do an extra set of the current exercise you're currently doing. The second option you've got is you say the words, "Hey, do you mind if I work in with you?" And 9 times out of 10, if anyone is like just a decent, friendly, nice person, they'll probably say, "Yeah, sure, jump in." And then you can jump in accordingly. But don't be afraid and don't feel that you can't have that conversation, because at least then you know. And if you have asked them and they said, "Sorry, mate, like I'll let you know when I'm done," and you say, "Fair enough," and you move off, but at least have the conversation. And I would, yeah, really challenge you to ask people, because often people are open to it, and that's okay. But if you do have to rearrange the workout, then just make sure that you adjust the weights accordingly. So if you do move to your third exercise, which would normally be your second exercise, but you're moving to your third exercise, just make sure that you go heavier than you normally would. And then likewise, the opposite when you flip it around. I'll go to George one more time, and then I'll let Jason, Jordan, Della, or anyone else drop in any questions, topics, or biggest challenges in the Zoom chat. But George, you mentioned... biggest challenge right now is just pushing that final 4 kilos of weight loss. And maybe share with the guys listening who don't know your journey how much weight you've lost to date, and then why it's so important to you to lose the next 4.
Yeah, sure. So I started this journey back in September last year at 88.9 kilos. I'm now down to 75.9. I've got 3.9 kilos to go to lose, 3.9 kilos left on my weight loss journey. 72 is an important number for me, because it was the weight I had maintained for years prior to lockdown. But so March 2020, I was 72 kilos. And for me, the pandemic, like all of us, isn't a great time. So I feel like if I can reset my body back to how it was before, that's like such a massive goal for me.
Yeah, I love that. And I think... I know what George is saying here, guys, is like there's these milestones, right, in your life, and there's also some periods in your life that like mean something to you. And I think obviously, yeah, like George said, like lockdown was tough for a lot of people, but especially it took its toll on people's health and fitness. I know it definitely impacted me too, so I can definitely relate. And I think that there's just something to be said for hitting that number that means something to you. That may mean nothing to anyone else. But once you hit that number and get back to that kind of period in your life, it feels progressive. It feels like you've done something that you needed to do. And I think, yeah, I can completely relate to that as well, George. And we just say that, like, in terms of like pushing through, just remembering that like every step along this way, for sure, for George, and I can say to anyone that's like gone on a bit of a journey, is understanding that like what got you here won't get you there. So yes, there's a case for like if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and that is of course a consideration. But there also comes a time where you have to consider maybe a new approach, adding new things into your methodology and the way you go about things. This is why I didn't get George at the very beginning of his journey to come in with like super high step counts or crazy low calories or crazy high cardio. Maybe I even said, other than your tennis, don't even worry about the cardio, right? And the reason I would have said that to George at the time, you guys, is because I wanted to really make it really crystal clear that like the way that we're doing this, the way that we're doing this is in a sustainable way, making sure we're thinking about the long term, thinking about the bigger picture. And if you use all of your tools, all of the tools in your toolbox early on, then where the hell do you take it? Like, where do you go? Like, if you hit a plateau and you've already maxed out super crazy high step count, super low calorie count, you're doing half an hour of cardio every day. Like, where are you going to take it when you hit a plateau? And trust me, you will hit a plateau. And trust me, that's okay. But you've got to leave something in your locker. And I think that's why even now George has found that like we're adding in, he's literally doing cardio as we speak on this call. Because we've left that stuff in the wheelhouse. I guess my question to you, George, would be, how is your motivation now that you've lost the weight? Do you feel like it's ramping up, it's the same, it's slowed down? Like, how does your motivation now compare to when you started, would you say?
I think my motivation has ramped up in the sense that, I'm appreciating how quickly time's going, and it's not going to be long before I go on my holiday with my dream goal weight. So I think for me, I'm really motivated now. I'm setting myself personal proactive challenges. So the context this week, I'm doing 7 days, seven workouts as a little challenge for me. And those kind of like little mini goals and incentives now that I'm nearly 8 months into the program really keep that motivation strong, because the last thing I want to do now is look back and climb back up to those 80s and 90s. So I think the main driver over all of this is how much I've lost, and it's actually tangible and real. That's my biggest driver.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that, success breeds success, right? And I think that there's always something to be said, guys, where you have to push through and you have to make sure that you don't give in to those hard times, because hard times will come, right? But hard times make really strong people, and it's how you show up in those hard times, it's how you push through. And the consideration that I would have for everyone here is, how do you show up in the tough times? Because it's all well and good when things are going good, right? We've all had it where things are going really well and we're laughing and we're loving it, and that's cool. But what happens is, when you then get to a point of like hitting a plateau, how do you then show up? And I think that makes the difference between people that go on to be super successful with their fitness and in business and in life, and likewise when people find an excuse and end up giving up, giving in. And that's the consideration I would always have, is making sure that you're finding ways and new ways to get the outcome you want. Because once you realize that as long as you don't give up, that you can have what the hell you want, from this program or any program. Like, as long as you don't give up, as long as you keep going, you will eventually hit your goal. So long as you're willing, you're open, you're ready to change your method along the way. But find new, creative, different ways of doing things rather than giving in at the first hurdle. And I think that that's testament to George and anyone else inside the program or listening for not giving up when times get tough, because that's the easy and obvious thing to do. And I think it's, how do you navigate that, and how do you find a way to push through? And that will ultimately result in whether or not you just keep spinning your wheels, keep going through the same process over and over and over and over and again. Or whether or not you find a solution. Like, rather than finding more problems, because there's plenty of problems, how do you look for the solutions within all of this stuff? And I think that's really important. So yeah, I really appreciate you sharing that, George. And George, did you have any other questions? Or I'll go to someone else.
No, you've really helped. Thank you so much.
Cool. Jordan, sorry, Jason, Della, Jordan was here. If Jordan is here, He was here. And if you've got any questions or anything, put them in the Zoom chat now. Like, now is a good time to ask. You can either say them out loud or I can answer them here on the recording. But yeah, I just think that the big takeaway for this one, guys, is just really getting it like crystal clear on like understanding that as long as you don't give up and you're willing to keep trying, and like when you hit a plateau, you look for like a different method and different solution, then you can always go on to achieve your goal. Like every single year, year in, year out, I flick a switch. I decide that now's the time that I want to lose body fat. Now's the time I want to get lean. Now's the time I want to get in my best shape for summer. And like, it always happens, right? Without fail, every single year it happens. And like, I'm not doing anything that I'm not getting any of you guys to do. So then what's going on there? Like, what is the difference between what I'm doing and what maybe you might be doing? And typically it will just come down to a mindset of just believing that it's possible. Like believing that if I just follow the process and I just stick to the plan, if I hit my steps, I hit my calories, if I just persevere, like it will always happen for you. And I think it's just making sure that you kind of blindly go into it without that mindset of just believing in the fact that like, if you, as long as you don't give up, you will achieve your goal. So yeah, I hope that helps, guys. I hope that gives you something to think about as we go into like the rest of this week, and also just the rest of this year, like into the summer, making sure that you're understanding of like, as long as you keep finding a new method and not giving up, that should be the theme for you for the rest of the month and the rest of the year. And look, like if you're in the program, then great, you know where to find me, and I've got your guys covered all day long. And likewise, if you're not and you want to have that conversation, like let's have the conversation, because more often than not, people think that they are doing everything that they should be. But likewise, if you're listening to this and you aren't where you want to be, something isn't right for you. And we need to find that out and we need to make the change. But it comes down to, firstly, being open to the fact that you haven't got it all figured out, and that's okay. And then secondly, being open to the fact of getting some help, getting some support, whether that's me or whether that's someone else, and being willing and open to make the changes, because often you're only just a few small changes away from having the body you want, which will then in turn give you the life you want, and then the list goes on. But it's that kind of first step of being willing and open to say, hey, I haven't got it all figured out, I do need some help with this, and then let's have the conversation. All right, so I'll let you guys go, and I haven't seen anything else come in the chat just yet, unless I missed something, which I almost did. Della said, why do I want to eat more when I exercise? Okay, this is great. What's the connection? So, sorry, I almost missed that. The reason why you want to eat more when you exercise is because it does momentarily increase your hunger, right? Which is like a frustrating thing because you exercise to burn the calories and then it makes you more hungry. I think the key here is that if you exercise enough to burn that many more calories than you need to consume back, you'll be left with a net deficit. Example, if you go and burn 600 calories extra, even if you were to eat back 300 calories, you would still be left with 300 calories left to play with that you were then in a minus. So you can still get away with doing that. I think it's just making sure that you understand how many calories you're burning versus what you're consuming. The things that will help you, Della, is like, one, making sure that your protein is high. Two, making sure that your fiber is high. So fibrous foods are like blueberries, strawberries, blackberries, raspberries, leafy greens, broccoli, veg like that. You can also get some high fiber bars, like Fiber One bars that are like 90 calories and 4 grams of fiber. Beans are really good for fiber as well. And just make sure that you're having high fiber foods before and after you train. Also make sure that you're having a solid pre-workout meal before you train, a couple of hours before. And also when you are training, make sure you're taking on plenty of fluids so you're not feeling hungry. You're not feeling thinking about food so much because you've covered those, ticked those boxes by having the extra fluids as well, because that often offsets it. But yeah, Della, I hope that answers your question or gives you a few things to think about. Just want to remind you, it's very normal, guys, that you're going to be more hungry after exercising. And I think it's then just doing these little hacks to try and help you. But high fiber, high fluids, big pre-workout meal, try and have some protein immediately after training, and that will really help you with the hunger. I haven't seen Jason or Jordan chuck any questions in the chat, so I'm assuming that you guys are all good. And I'll sign off there. And if you've been listening to this or watching this back, any questions, drop me a message. I'm happy to help, and I'll catch you on the next one.